Housing workers walkout forces improved pay deal. Unite the union members at Homes England and the regulator of social housing have voted overwhelmingly to accept a revised set of options on pay following industrial action in July and a sustained campaign over the last few months. The favoured options take a tiered approach and would significantly improve the amount awarded to those earning under £35,000, meaning the bulk of the rise will go to the lowest paid staff. An overwhelming majority of 97% of members accepted the deal on a turnout of 78%. The campaign also won a framework of protections for a new pay review. The agreed protections will ensure that jobs will be independently evaluated, no cuts will be made to staff salaries, and there is a time limit for giving pay rises to staff paid less than the agreed rate for the job. One of the Unite representatives, Susan Muna, said, "The action we have taken, and the involvement of our members at all stages, has created a sustained pressure on our employer to favor the lowest paid staff, which they have now done. These staff have suffered disproportionately from a decade of real terms pay cuts." The campaign underlines the positive impact of collective action in all its forms and shows that we are never helpless. "It doesn't end here though. Our members will continue to fight for pay justice, and I encourage all staff to join Unite and build even more power in our workplace." The proposal is now with the Ministry of Housing, Communities, and Local Government for approval. Read more at housingworkers.org.uk.